Hey, everybody, we are back again.
Hey, like, everybody.
Would this be like season three or something?
This is like the revamp number three.
Welcome to another episode of Baked Beans Twist Up Thursday. Wait, yeah, Thursday. It is Thursday, right, Fofo? Double check.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it is. Twist Up Thursday.
Yeah, what up, people? Como estas, everybody? Spanglish on y'all bitch asses. Great thugging.
You're gonna know today.
You finna
Welcome
learn today.
To the podcast.
Anyways, dude.
Great host, Archie.
Co-host and the co-host, Archie and Fofo. So
AKA
we got
baked beans.
Pretty fucking much. So we got some things to talk about. Very recently, Battlefield 1 came out. Oh my god. Oh my god. Dude, that game is so sick.
It's a great game.
You shut the I fuck agree. Up. Hardly play it.
Well, what I mean is the little bit that I played.
You don't even play the game. Hang on, Archie, go get some water.
Go get your water, bro.
Come back 3 days later. Hey, what's up, guys? I got some water from where? You actually
came
out in Fiji?
I got lost, guys. What happened was, it is. But yeah, I mean, the little that I played the Battlefield 1, you know, it's a great game.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking awesome game. Love it. Fucking gas out motherfuckers and shit. Throw a fucking gas grenade, poison their asses. Dude, I had a blast.
That's one thing that was kind of weird, the gas, but I figured out how to do the mask. But
yeah.
It's just, I suck at it. I always suck at those kind of games. Like, give me a Halo kind of game, you know, I whip ass.
I've actually seen you do pretty fucking good in Gears and shit, so I'm like, yeah. Like, if I were to put you on Halo and Gears, then that's a whole nother story. But nah, I'm terrible at Gears 4, which we haven't broadcasted Gears 4 yet, but yes, Gears 4 has also been released since we've been gone. I can't breathe for the first time.
But you know what? Gears of War 4, absolutely great game. You know, I know we didn't like the the multiplayer?
I just didn't like the game in general. I mean, I like how gory it is. That's not a game.
I'll just be honest, I wasn't into the multiplayer as I normally am. I love multiplayer. I love playing against other people. But I really thought, oh man, they didn't do too well. But you know, after seeing more and more, and plus I love Gears of War anyway, so it was a no-brainer for me getting it. So, you know, I'm kind of glad I did get it because it is a freaking awesome game. I mean, the cinematics. I mean, they did
from what I played with Morpheus, I'm not gonna lie, it is a good game, but again, it's a game that since the way that the mechanics are, I won't play it. That's what stops.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a second to get used to it, especially if you're coming off of, you know, Halo or
Battlefield.
Yeah, like my brother, he likes to play Destiny a lot.
Thank you.
So, you know, sometimes we chill and we smoke and, you know, he's like, oh, go ahead, play Destiny. And I try playing it. I suck balls because I'm used to Halo mechanics.
If you're good at fucking Call of Duty, you're going to be good at fucking that gay-ass game.
Well, I'm not good at Call of Duty, so I've really never played Call of
Duty.
And
also, speaking of Call of Duty, we also played the Infinite Warfare beta. Oh, dear God. I wanted to kill myself when I was playing that game. That game is fucking ridiculous. Like, straight the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
I sniped the nigga without even scoping. It was just quick scope, boom. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
What, did he scope? Quick scoped you?
No, I quick scoped him, but a lot of people quick scoped me, so fucking pissed me off. Like, I'm like, it's retarded. Fucking, I mean, all that auto aim bullshit. You need that shit.
They say that that game is more realistic than anything else, but
not
whatever.
Even I mean, bullshit. Who says that? Who the fuck said that? They probably deserve cancer or something.
Maybe.
Folks, we are not sponsored by cancer.
No, we are not. We are against cancer, I believe, last time I checked. I've had too many of my family members die of cancer. So, yeah, I'd say I'm anti-gang cancer right now.
Anti-gang? I'm anti-gang.
Yeah, these cancers are gangs, man.
They're gang-related.
Folks, we have a new gang on the scene. It's called Cancer.
El Cancer.
El Diablo cancer, that's a new form of Mexican cancer. Called tequila.
No, that's called ojo, bro.
Oh, ojo.
It's slowly killing you, but you just don't know it. You just feel the fucking pain. Well, you know, obviously, because you can feel the fucking pain, but... Yes, folks, we are against cancer.
Yeah, we are against the cancer for the Jews. Pro cannabis.
Yeah. What the fuck did that alien go? Oh shit.
So what's new since the last time we did a podcast, Archie? What's new with you? Basically, what is going on with your life?
You know, just trying to prevent the white man from fucking my ass, you know? White man's like, look here, bro. You're a minority in my country. In these here United States of America. I'm like, look, nigga, listen up. Check this shit out. Fuck you.
Nah.
I am a hardworking American citizen, okay? I saved a baby from a hot car. I threw a rock at the window.
Wait a minute.
I threw a rock at the window.
Do not use someone else's line.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, so didn't listen to this shit.
Wait, you're supposed to be talking about what's going on with your life.
Yeah, it's. I don't give a shit. I talk about where the fuck I want, bro. There ain't no fucking script to me. Anyways, so Halloween, right? Halloween came around.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Welcome to the podcast where anything goes.
I went to Blaze's house, right? Dressed up as a fucking Pokemon trainer. Yeah,
as a
Pokemon
what?
Hat, Pokemon trainer. You know, from Pokemon, Aprende.
Yeah, I understand. You try to be Ash. I'm just trying to realization.
No, nigga,
of dressed
no,
up as Ash.
I'm not. I was not trying to be like Ash, nigga. Ash is not the only Pokemon trainer. I was actually trying to, you know, fucking go as my own trainer. So fuck you, bitch.
Archie the trainer.
Pretty fucking much. Anyways, so I went to Blaze's house, right? Hung out, drank,
yeah.
Got shit faced, whatever. Saw my schedule, had to go in early in the morning the next day. I was like, shit, I am fucked. So I'm like, my homie's like, you know what? I guess I could be the nice guy and like give you a lift home so you can get to work. But you owe me big, faggot. I was like, fuck. I don't like doing that. I don't like owing people anything.
Right.
Anyways. So he got me home, right? And then, I get ready. Went to work. Fucking. Everyone's all asking me, like, am I okay? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Like, cause you look like you're drunk. I'm like, no, I'm just tired. I only had like a few moments of rest, so I'm burning the fucking the wick from both ends.
The midnight oil, right? Yeah.
I was like, shit. And they're like, my coworker's like, are you sure? Cause you look like you're fucking, you look like your shit face. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm just tired. I'm telling you. All right.
Nah, bro, I'm good.
I wasn't slurring. I was like, you know. High talking, you know, because I was really fucking stoned, but I was like, nah, dog.
You were
Relax, homie.
Nah, I'm good. I'm chill.
But I was talking like I was slightly drunk, but I was mainly just stone talking, just stone blubbering, right? Anyways, right. So at the end of the day, I clocked out like, dude, I've been drunk all fucking day. But for real? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real. I've been slits all day.
I was like, I gotta keep my cool, you know? Yeah, shit. I was like, damn. And what's new about you, Fofo?
Well, new about Fofo, well...
You're just waiting for that. You're fucking waiting for that question. Just come on, Archie. Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop. That's God okay. Damn it. Stop fucking talking. Okay, he's asking me. He's talking to me. He asked me the question. Yes, go. Go.
Well, I mean, you know, as you know, I moved to California.
I know. Oh, yeah. Well,
been there since January. Due to, you know,
personal shit,
call it as you will, financial situations or personal whatever the shit. Case is, yeah, personal shit, you know, unfortunately I'm gonna have to get a divorce. Now that's in the process, but you know, hey, it's a part of life, you know, it's all about growing. But I'm okay. Unfortunately, due to that and key factors that, you know, don't want to provide on here, but
that you're Chilean.
I had to move back to the East Coast, so I'm back in Maryland. Back at it again. Back in Maryland. And that's it. You know, I'm just here just doing my time, basically. That's how I see it. Until I can get back on my feet, get a job. I have a couple potentials, so it's good, you know. I always try to think it.
That new fucking taco stand down the street does not count as a job, nigga, because you just go to get food.
I have several prospective jobs, technically, if you will. So basically, I have a friend that works at like Verizon.
Oh, nice. You're gonna hook me up with a phone?
He's gonna be able to, yeah, well, not a phone. I already did that. I already got that taken care of, but...
Now I'm saying about me, Nick. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I'm talking about you're gonna hook me up with the fucking phone, bro. Like, damn.
I got a friend that works in sales. You know, base pay is like $30. I'm like, yeah, hook me up. You know, I'll take the job. I'll do whatever. Even if it's door-to-door. Hey, listen. You want me to punch old ladies in the face for $30 an hour? I'm your man.
But wait, you want me to kick your son in the face? Awesome.
You want me to do what to your wife? What now?
Like, what dirty stuff you want me to do? You want me to hang your wife? Okay, first of all, that's an offer that we can't talk about that in person. That we're gonna have to take that off, right. Or like, you know, off the mic. But just to let you guys know.
And I'll do it, 15 bucks an hour.
What?
I'm also trying to work for Amazon. They have this new program called Amazon Flex. So basically, Amazon delivery driver.
You ain't got no money. I mean, you don't got no muscles.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about flexible schedule and all that, and delivering packages for people instead of the normal way that Amazon does it, which is great. I'll do it because that'll allow me to have my own schedule again, like I've always wanted. That's really mainly what I want. I hate doing the 9-to-5 crap. I'm not really that type of person. I'll do what I have to, but the reality is I prefer, you know, being my own boss, doing my own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you could say, I've always been an entrepreneur. Always.
That's good.
But, you know, I mean, I'm also going to do Uber as well. So, you know, I got my hand in a lot of cookie jars. It's just a matter of which flavor I want that day. You know what I mean?
Listen, bro, I'm going to warn you again. This is going to be the last time. You touch any one of my cookies, I'm going to fucking stab you.
All I'm saying is that sometimes in life you gotta learn to swallow the gravy.
I'm not joking. If you touch my cookies, I will kill you.
Yeah. Nobody want your dirty ass cookies.
Apparently you do, nigga. Fucking
dark chocolate. They're not your cookies, nigga.
Yeah, they are, nigga. I stole them from that blind kid. Holy fuck, I had to swipe out fucking my cookies for his cookies for my Scooby snacks.
Right.
Poor little nigga. Poor little nigga.
Yeah, so yeah, that's all. And you know, just trying to keep it positive. And unfortunately, going from California where you have access to weed 24/7, you're back to the underground railroad of getting weed.
Well, what kind of underground?
But luckily,
I think all the cops know that we're smoking and shit. He's not doing anything. He may have a 12 gauge and he may be covered in blood, but he's not doing anything wrong. He's just smoking a joint.
To me, I say if you're gonna smoke in a state where they really, don't really like that, do what you gotta do. Just keep it. Just don't be stupid about it. You know, I tell people, I drive all the time. Like, oh my god, how can you drive? I was like, listen, if you act stupid, yeah, you're gonna get noticed. But if you go to places randomly, people don't go to, like the backwoods, which is what I do. Then you're good, because you know cops hardly ever go to those backwood areas, even though they know why we go there is to smoke. Because there's this road that I go to, okay? It's called Blunt Road. I kid you not, it is called Blunt Road.
I know. Go on.
The problem with this road is that the county has had to get smart, because everybody was stealing the sign that said Blunt Road. It was the funniest shit. It's like people kept stealing the Blunt Road sign, and then eventually they put it so high that nobody can get to it. But there's this, it's a nice road, it's a curvy road, it's in the back. It takes you to where there's this orchard, there's this farm where they do pumpkin patches, you know, all that stuff that normal, you know, Americans do.
Can't say that you're Chilean. I'll kill you. I'm joking.
Even though I'm Chilean.
Yeah, dude. One day, my aunt, my mom, and myself, my little brother, we were driving from Texas to Washington. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Not the city. Anyways.
Right. You drove from Texas to Washington State.
Yeah, to Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
Bellevue, Washington, whatever. Anyways, so like, we're on the highway, right?
Uh-huh.
I saw this one sign that said, Weed Road. I was like, oh, we gotta make a detour. That's like why I was like, Weed Road. That's all I gotta say. And she's like, no, we're not stopping at Reed Road. I'm like, you guys had to make this entire trip about you. she's like, is that good? There's, I can guarantee you that they have nothing there. I was like, you never know. And I was right. I mean, you never know. You like, bam, get over there. Fields upon fields of marijuana. I would be so fucking happy.
No, I'd be kind of scared. Like, if you end up in a place where it's just fields and fields of marijuana, I would be scared, because... No. The reason I say that...
Oh, I know.
Because you got to think, they're protected. So... I'd be wondering. I'd be like, I'm looking around for the signs, because I'm remembering, what movie was it? I think it was the Beach, with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he gets into a field because they're looking for the island or whatever, and they found a field of marijuana. I mean, obviously it was owned by local Taiwanese, you know, bad men. But the point is they had a freaking monkey as a security guard with the bell on him, so as soon as he saw somebody that's not recognizable, you know, this shit went off. So it's like, to me, I'm like, if I find myself in a field of marijuana, first of all, after jizzing my pants, I would look for this said monkey. Only because of the movie.
I don't give a shit. I would duck down, you know, crouch, go to prone mode, take what I gotta take, and then fucking take off. I don't give a shit.
Just fucking hurry the fuck up.
Pick,
right.
Run, Julian! I don't want you screaming because I'll catch you first.
I've been having all kinds of shit in my pants and my underwear.
See, I don't have to outrun them. I just have to outrun you.
Fuck you, nigga. Trust me, I will outrun you. I'm a big guy, but I will outrun you. I'm a runner. Dude, I'm a runner. I will run my ass.
Oh yeah, nigga.
Because you know what would happen?
I can top that shit.
Let me tell you. It's not the running. It's not the running part. It's the what would happen. See, so we're running, right? And you're thinking, your mentality is, oh, I gotta run faster than Fofa because he's a fat ass. Okay. My mentality is, okay, this bitch ass think that I'm a fat ass and I can't run. But what I'm gonna do is sabotage his ass by knocking his ass down, and then
I'm gonna shoot you in your fucking kneecap, nigga. End of story. Pa! Fuck you, nigga! Fuck you, your platinum chain!
Pow! Pow!
Pa!
Pow! Is he
saying
pa!
Pow! Did you just say pow?
Pa!
Anyways, you know what? You know what? Just to be even, let's just throw Blaze down. You fucking assholes!
Hey, Blaze, there's some poppy seeds right there.
What?
Blaze, look.
That's
not look,
even funny, bro.
Look, Blaze, there's a puppy dog right there. Where? What's a puppy dog?
Look, there's hey, another look puppy you can doggy. Mount to.
doggy. Blaze is going to hear this, and he's going to kick my fucking ass.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, fuck you.
He's like, fuck you, guy. Remember, Archie, you come to my house, motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your ass. Like, shut up. I love you. No hard feelings. You're my boo. No, man, kiss my boo. I'm like, yeah, but you're my brother. It's only natural. So give me a kiss. Oh, shit, man. So many things. So many things.
Folks, it is that time of the podcast, you know.
Whoa!
Come on, man. We gotta.
Who the fuck said you could do it?
You're not in charge. We're co-hosts, nigga. That's what co-hosts do.
Nigga, you're the co-host too. Shut the fuck up. That's what I do.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're both co-hosts, nigga. So we both.
It's weird. It's
say the same thing.
Shut up. No.
Get over it. Get over it, folks. You know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
It's time for some Scooby snacks. Oh, yeah. It's time for
Strand of
the Day.
Strand
of the Day.
Strand of the Day.
I'm about to say, these niggas ain't gonna take my Scooby snacks, silly Chilean.
So, Archie, you have the honor to go first.
That means I have to wait for my phone to turn on. I have to turn on the app. And I have to look at my phone. All right. So the strand that I'm choosing, whatever.
Yeah.
It's an indica strand. All right. It's high and relaxed, sleepy, tingly, happy and uplifted. Well, tingly, sleepy and relaxed. It's high off the charts. And about 45% of the way of for happy and uplifted, the strand is called Yoda's Brain.
Yoda's Brain?
That's why I chose it.
Are you kidding me?
I shit you not. It's called Yoda's Brain. Yoda's Brain is an indica dominant cut with dense crystal coated bunch rich with potency. Due to its high THC content, Yoda's Brain exhibits a sativa dominant rush to the head off the get go. I mean, that's good enough for me. Right there, like, bam.
Right.
Yeah, fucking.
The strand I'm gonna choose. Well, see, here's the thing. You know, I could choose a ton of strands that I've smoked when I was in California, but the strand I'm gonna talk about is Berry White. That was the very first strand I got when I got back. And let me tell you, folks, that shit is the bomb. I forget whether it's an indica or sativa. I'm not 100% sure. What I do know, it is a fuck you up. You know what I mean?
Berry White, yeah.
It had me singing Berry White.
Who was that? No, that, yeah, I think that it's a nice, I think that was nice Marvin Gaye that I was thinking about. Anyways, go on. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. No, it was a nice high, and you know, it got me really fucked up. Even though, you know, sometimes I need a lot more to get high because my tolerance is so much more higher. And I'm thinking of doing a tolerance break. You know what that means? I mean, I know you know what that is, but
yeah.
For most people that don't know what that is. So when you smoke a lot, you end up having a shit high tolerance for weed. So it requires you to have more THC in your system than you would probably normally.
That you would regularly have.
Right. And so since, you know, and this is a case for all daily tokers. And I mean all day tokers. That's a lot of people. So they understand that, you know, which is why they end up going to dabbing, or they end up doing concentrates, because it's much more concentrated and much more powerful. So,
or they really just end up switching the whole game and stop smoking weed and then start doing coke.
Right, that's the next step. But I mean, I'm not doing that and never going there. So yeah. I preferred, you know, occasionally taking a month or two or a week, or depending how long I want to stay away from weed, which is never that long. But I'm going to try a month. I'm going to try at least a month. My plan is to get like an ounce and just not smoke it, and just take my time. And then when I do end up smoking, and I know it's going to be the bomb as shit because I had this tolerance break. And so now, yeah, because the problem with me is like I can go through an eighth in 2-3 days, no lie. I could probably go through it one day if I get crazy enough.
Oh, I know I can. I've read that, like, whew. Yeah. Hey, buddy, this was another J. Hey, buddy, this was okay. Another J. That dude, you just finished rolling a J. You have like six behind your ear.
Especially if I'm like sitting there playing video games, you know, I'm gonna sit there just You know, I'm gonna smoke.
Blaze as my witness. Video games
is synonymous.
Blaze as my witness. I will continue smoking. I don't care how retarded I am. I'll be like, hey guys, this is it. Was it funny? Like, what the fuck? Shut up. Anyways, guys, so unfortunately, it's that time.
Ooh, it's that time again.
Yeah.
But this just means our new revamp time. We're going to do more podcasts. Don't worry about it, folks. We will be out there.
So, like, is it going to be like every Thursday?
I think we should do every Thursday. I think that's a viable thing to do.
All right, every Thursday. All right, guys. So, thank you, folks, for inviting us on your phones, computers, tablets, laptops, Xboxes,
whatever.
I would like to bid you adieu. Where the fuck does pussy ass French people say?
I bid you adieu, my friends.
I bid you adieu, mademoiselle.
Peace, love, chicken grease.
Nigga, that's my shit.
God, nigga, that's not your line, man. You don't own that shit.
All right, nigga, that's it. I'm gonna have to go to your house. I'm gonna beat your fucking ass.
I'm coming to Texas, nigga. I'm coming to Texas.
Yeah. Come on, bring your terrorist friend, nigga. I got my fat sack of shit right next to me.
Yeah.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for having us, you know, kill your brain cells.
All right, my
friends. Hope you guys have a wonderful fucking day. Peace.